once again may be seeing the hashtag delete Facebook on your newsfeed. This after the social media giant handed over private messages to out-of-state police investigating an abortion case. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live now from Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park with the story. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Melissa. Earlier this year, Nebraska police got a tip that a 17-year-old girl got help from her mother to take abortion pills. As part of that investigation, authorities went to Facebook with a warrant, and the social media giant turned over direct messages between the mother and daughter, who are now facing three felony charges. The case, as you mentioned, has once again prompted the Delete Facebook movement over concern that privacy on social media is merely an illusion. Facebook parent company Meta has released a statement about this, basically defending its actions, saying, quote, "Nothing in the valid search warrants mentioned abortion. Rather, they concealed charges related to a case of a stillborn baby who was burned and buried. Abortion is illegal in Nebraska after 20 weeks, a law that was on the books before the Supreme Court recently overturned Roe v. Wade." Live outside Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.